The recordings have started.
Great. Thank you very much. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Thanks for holding and welcome to the CCWG new GTLD auction proceeds call held on Thursday, the 22nd of February, 2018. I would like to remind all to please mute your lines as we are hearing some background noise. Attendance for today's meeting will be taken by the Adobe Connect room. If you're only on the audio bridge, could you please let yourself be known now? Okay, hearing no names, I would like to remind all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes, and please keep all phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid background noise. With this, I will turn it back over to Ching Chao. Please begin.
Thank you very much, Julie. Thanks, everyone. My name is Ching Chao, once again, the chair of this working group. Actually, my co-chair, Erica Mann, she sent her apology because her office took her into a flight that she couldn't make the change. So I'll be chairing once again for this meeting. So any updates for the SOI or DOI? Okay, hearing none, let's move on to the next topic, which is the status update regards to the our outreach letter sent to the external experts. We do finishing the work on drafting the letter right after our last call. The letter has been sent out since last week and to a number of experts which we do have contact with. I would personally like to, the leadership team would like to thank the CCWG members here that help us follow up with their contacts and also help to encourage the responses. I do want to remind and hope everybody here can also help to do the same. And there's a couple of items on this one, including how do we keep track, how do we making sure that some of the organization which we do not have the point of contact and other stuff. I might need your help, Marika, on this one. So maybe you can share with us what's the latest updates. I understand you have a document updated, but please, if you can help us to briefly let us know what's happening now. So over to you, Marika.
Yes, thank you very much, Ching, and apologies again for joining late. This is Marika for the record. So what you see up on the screen is the latest version of the document. It has further updates compared to the version that we shared with the agenda, as we got some additional responses from the people we reached out to. As Ching noted, a couple of people have been very helpful in following up with their direct contacts. For those where we knew that there was a direct relationship, we copied those people on the email that we sent out, and several of you have already followed up. Would like to encourage those that may not have had a chance to do so to do that as well, or if you have direct contacts with any of these organizations or individuals identified, to let us know, because it obviously will have a better chance of getting a response if there's a direct relationship that we can make use of. And I would also want to note that there are still a couple of organizations that were identified by CCWG and members and participants, but for which no point of contact was provided. And it's at least, I think, our perspective that just writing in the blinds is probably not going to be helpful here. So there's still an opportunity for those of you that may have a direct relationship or point of contact with those organizations that currently have a TBC next to them, to let us know so we can still reach out to those organizations as well. I am happy to report that for a number of the people we reached out to, we've already received a response indicating that they are willing to assist or do their best to provide responses to the questions. some did indicate that the timeline is relatively tight. So I think the group may need to be prepared to provide some more flexibility to those that may need additional time. The timeline that we've currently set is to get input prior to the SOM 1 meeting. But obviously, we have limited time available at the meeting itself to review potential responses that we'll have received by that date. So there may be flexibility in any case to provide some more time to those that need it. I will also note, and I think it also comes back in a later agenda item, that with regards to the San Juan meeting, Xavier as well as Sam have confirmed that they're willing and available to participate in that session and provide their input on the questions that were sent to them as ICANN experts that were identified on the list as well. Noting that Sam may be slightly late for that meeting, but I think Xavier will cover ground until that time. And we did also extend an invitation for that specific meeting to both Nominet and SIDN, recognizing that those might be organizations also in attendance, but we have not heard back from them yet, but that may also be an opportunity with regard to the agenda for the meeting in San Juan. So I think that's all at this stage. So I hand it back to you, Chief.
Sounds good. So pretty much we have sent out some, and we need to fill out the blanks for those which we don't have contacts with. I mean, that's for sure. And maybe do another round of, follow up for those who may not respond timely before or after someone. We probably also need a round of follow up. So I guess that was, needed to some of us to handle the follow ups. But other than that, I can see this has been on track. I'm really glad that at least from what I heard, the initial response from those who we know, quote unquote, within the ICANN circle, they are willing to share the experience, especially like SIDN, Nominet, and also with APME, which I happen to be here this, the next week is the APME meeting here in Kathmandu. So we will definitely get some of the feedback from them. But other than that, do we have questions or comments on this this test here? Let me pause a little bit here to see if everybody here has comments. Glad you can join us. Sylvia, are you in Kathmandu? I'm here as well for a number of days for the APRICOT and APNIC meeting. I'm also catching up on the chat here. It seems that, we just got started. Vanda was saying that she's contacting a new director from FINEP and check if he can agree to participate. Okay. But if that's the case, we will move along with this. And once again, just a friendly reminder for those of you, help us to fill in the blank for those contact points. Please do so as soon as possible. And once again, we will provide an update in our next meeting. Okay, so Daniel seems to have problem accessing the Adobe, so please, if you can, the staff, please help maybe to dial out to him. Let's move on to the next topic. Let me move back to my PC here. So let's move on to the next topic is to continually to review the response from the board liaison, their letter sent to us at the end of January this year. in response to our preambles and the examples. For many of you who were in the last meeting, we fully understand that there's need for the CCWG to obviously to review the input and also from that has been provided by the board liaisons, and many of you actually commented on this topic on the mailing list regarding the especially on the preambles. Once again, this is an overarching goal that the CCWG wished to put together for the future evaluators for the projects. Some of you mentioned that the working group should ask for board liaison for their specific inputs and their concrete edits, suggestions towards the wording. There's a couple points that the board made on is the recommendation or the examples are not concrete enough or even some vagueness there. But we also on this particular point, we still welcomes if the
Hi all, this is Marika. I think we've lost Ching, so if you bear with us a second, we're going to try and reconnect him.
Yeah, I was cut off. Can everybody hear me okay now?
Yes, Ching, we can hear you again.
Hello? Oh, great. So I think I was mentioning that we should ask the board liaisons to be more specific and to provide more concrete, added suggestion. The leadership team, we have some suggestion, but why don't I probably should stop here and listen to maybe how others are thinking at this stage. What should we do? We do have some plans in mind. But I want to hear, the members, how do you feel at this particular time and your comments on this topic. It sits with us for a couple of weeks already, so maybe I'll have the members, if you have some inputs, please share with us now. It's not, so Marika, could you maybe help us maybe to capture the discussion that the leadership team has the other day? What would be the suggested ways to for us to respond to the board comments on this? Maybe to help us to capture the discussion that we have.
Sure, Ching. This is Marika, and
Marika?
I believe. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, Marika, we can hear you.
Okay, right. And I believe Erica also sent a note to the mailing list trying to explain indeed the discussion that the leadership team had with regards to possible next steps in relation to the letter. As you may have seen from the comments that the board provided, they seem to focus on two different aspects, one, the preamble, and the other, the examples that have been provided. So with regards to the preamble, and Erica noted this as well in her message, the preamble was intended as an important document, but in view of eventually aiding evaluators in understanding ICANN's unique role and remit as it considers project applications, so at a much later stage in time. So as such, you know, I think we may want to recognize that this is more of an implementation matter than anything else at this point in time. So one of the suggestions that the leadership discussed was whether it would be helpful just to just leave the preamble for what it is at the moment and instead include a more general recommendations in a general recommendation in the initial report that will basically highlight the need to make sure that sufficient guidance would be provided to evaluators regarding ICANN's mission and what is considered consistent with ICANN's mission. And the preamble could then maybe serve as an example for what such guidance could look like, but it would be then up to the implementation team to actually work out the details, factoring in also the other recommendations that the CCWG will make in its initial report. So that's one of the suggestions that the leadership team would like to make to the group for your consideration. And you know, similarly, in considering the comments received in relation to the examples, you know, although some work could definitely already be done to generalize some of the examples, because that was one of the comments that the board made, you know, currently specific organizations are being called out, and that may not serve the purpose that, you know, the examples are what the examples are intended for. And, you know, the task of prioritization may become easier once the CCWG has actually settled on a model and the framework through which proposals are to be evaluated. And you know, one suggestion that was made, for example, you could think of a model whereby maybe SOs and ACs would actually define or set priorities, which are then factored in by the independent evaluators as they review projects or factored in as calls are done. So again, I think the proposal is to maybe, you know, park that for now, but you know, maybe make some specific updates as suggested by the board with regards to generalizing some of the examples and you know, potentially think as well about some examples of projects that would not be considered eligible or would not be considered a priority, but maybe to come back to this at a later stage in the broader context of the CCWG recommendations. I think those are in broad lines the elements that the leadership discussed. I do want to point out as well, because there were a number of you that commented on the letter on the mailing list following last week's call, specifically suggesting or recommending that, you know, the board liaison should be requested to be more specific and provide concrete edits. And I think, you know, also having discussed this with the leadership team, and you know, we of course would welcome if board liaisons want to provide more specific recommendations, but the leadership team doesn't believe either that the CCWG would want to be told what to do. So, you know, it may be worth first having a look at the input that was provided and see if there's a way for the CCWG to either address the comments or, you know, follow the path for some of these items as just described and share that then with the board liaisons to see if that accommodates their concerns. And, you know, of course, if through that process there are areas where the group believes further details or input is needed, and you can, of course, always go back and ask for that. So I think that's it in a nutshell what we discussed within the leadership team earlier this week. I think Erica suggested in her message as well, if that would be aligned with the thinking of the CCWG, you know, the leadership team could work on a response letter to the board outlining those aspects and, of course, sharing that with the group for your review before sending that. So I think that's where things stand.
Thank you very much, Erica. I think for number one, on the preamble part, the leadership team does have this idea. So I think that to myself, it pretty much makes sense. But for the second one on the example, one of the things I have in mind is that whether the SO and AC that the members here are representing, whether they would have sometimes to kind of digest on the examples here. I mean, although we are here, join this working group and help the corresponding SO and AC to deal with issues. Related to the auction proceeds, but I would suggest that those examples probably should have the members taken back to their SO and AC and to have a kind of views and comments, and then we will get more. We all need to have more concrete comments or suggestions based on the examples. Let me pause here. I understand there's a lot of readings and also the comments to digest at this point of time prior to the ICANN meetings. There's documents after documents coming through, coming to us, and probably it's useful for us to at this point to discuss how do we want to tackle this during our call in someone. Sorry, during our meeting in someone. We all wish to utilize that face-to-face meeting to have a more constructive dialogue over this letter from the board. So any suggestions on how do we tackle this during our meeting in some point? Okay, I sense the silence. Maybe it would best if the leadership team would maybe to have some suggestions, and then for our session on Sunday, we will definitely put this one on the top priority. Once again, a response is definitely needed to go back to the board liaison and on how do we, this will help us to formalize our initial report. So I guess we will just need to have a good way to tackle it. Other than that, I don't hear anybody commenting on this. That's right. Obviously, the face-to-face Sunday, it's only 90 minutes. So still, I'd like to we'll definitely need to utilize the time we have and also the mailing list in order to move this forward. As Marika pointed out, the leadership team will start to draft something and maybe we'll put this for discussion prior to just around the time when the Sanhuang meeting takes place. If I hear nothing, we'll probably, last time, we will sit on what we have now. During the last call, we have the breakdown, the spreadsheet that's put together by Marika. We still can utilize that particular form. And for those of you who like to share your comments, and especially on the examples, please to help us to do that. I can see Martin is typing, so let's wait for a while. Well, Martin, would you like to speak?
I'm unmuted now. You hear me?
Yes, Martin, we can hear you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we can hear you well, Martin.
Okay. Well, basically saying that I think the interpretation of leadership makes a lot of sense. we did not want to take over the process, so we were very careful in phrasing our feedback as feedback rather than and staying away from telling you what to do. With regard to the example projects, I mean, we had some more specific comments on some of them, but basically the most important one is we see how useful it is, and we just warn that we're careful about communication about it, so that the example projects are not taken as definite winners of grant money. So it's these two points that I'm I hope that clarifies and further supports what Marika and Ching have said.
Thank you, Martin. Thanks once again for your emphasis on the points, and you also raised during our last call. So once again, this is a good reminder to us all not to, I mean, both sides, and also we as a under the same head of the working group, we don't send out confusing messages to the overall community for their perception of okay, those examples are the definite projects that some applicant can go after. I mean, although there could be potential ways for the applicants to apply under the same or similar topic or subject items. So it's, once again, thanks for the reminder on that. Okay. I think we have put together the action items on the notes. The last item for this call, once again, is our face-to-face meeting in a few weeks' time in San Juan. That's Sunday. So, Marika, anything to add other than obviously we know some of the high or some higher interest topics, and also the invitation that we send out to some example like SIDN or Anonymous. Anything else we should keep in mind for, or should we discuss about the planning for someone? Marika?
This is Marika. So, yes, I think we already discussed or share what in principle the thinking is for the Sunday session, which is scheduled for 5 to 6:30 local time or San Juan time. Indeed, the focus will be on an exchange of views with Samantha Eisner and Xavier Calvez as the ICANN experts identified on the questions that were sent to them last week. And as mentioned, we also extended the invitation to nominate an SIDN should they have representatives at ICANN 61 that will be qualified to respond to the questions that were sent to take advantage of that face-to-face opportunity. And something that the group may want to discuss is that, you know, with regards to the community update that is currently scheduled for Thursday from 8:30 to 10:15 local time. We discussed with the leadership team earlier today whether it would make, earlier this week, whether it would actually make sense to postpone that session until ICANN 62. As you may recall, when we originally discussed and requested the meeting, the hope was that the CCWG would have already been further along in its deliberations. But seeing where we're currently at, there don't really seem to be any specific questions or issues for community input at this stage. And so there may not be much value in providing the community just with an update that's similar to the one that was provided at ICANN 60, and which the group could also provide in the form of our regular newsletter, which we plan to publish shortly after ICANN 61, as well as the update that will be included as part of the GNSO policy briefing that will get published shortly. So the idea would then be to instead start thinking ahead to ICANN 62 and maybe work on a well-planned and thought-out session that would be focused on getting community input on some of the critical questions that the CCWU will likely be dealing with at that stage, you know, after you've received input from external experts and may have crystallized more your views and perspectives around the preferred mechanisms. So I think that the question for the group is if there are any objections to postponing the community update session, which is currently planned for Thursday at ICANN 61, to postpone that to ICANN 62.
Okay, thanks, Marika. So I guess if we're hearing no objection, we would, as proposed, we'll move the community update session to the June mid-year ICANN meeting. But does that mean we still get to keep the time slot for the discussion, or are we seeing that the whole session being utilized by other subjects? Does the working group still get to use the time slot? Mm-hmm.
This is Marika. One option, if the group would want to repurpose that session to an internal meeting or to a face-to-face meeting and not a community update, it could of course do that. I do need to point out that currently there are already quite a few other meetings that are scheduled opposite that session. I know that our large has a capacity building, a working group meeting, there's an ICANN board ESSEC meeting, there's a GNSO RPM working group meeting. So one thing I could maybe suggest is that we do not cancel the meeting yet, but we could send out a doodle poll to see if there would be sufficient CCWG members available to participate in a second session on Thursday to be able to determine, indeed, why don't you just change around the focus of the meeting, and instead of having it as a community update, it would just be a kind of regular face-to-face meeting, or whether it would make more sense to cancel the slot as there wouldn't be sufficient participation for that meeting. Would that work?
I mean, that sounds a very good idea. I think many of us will be there. I don't see I'm seeing many benefits of us getting together if time allows of meeting maybe towards to a specific example, going through a couple of the examples the next few weeks, maybe people will start to think about maybe, hey, this is working, this is not working. So I would think a doodle poll would be helpful, to make sure that some of us who can, allocate time to meet, we will take the chance to meet there. Okay, sounds good. So I guess we can... we're finishing up all the items here. So anything else that we need to cover in this meeting? Any other business? All right, hearing none, I guess we're good for this one. I wish everybody have a good travel to San Juan, who, for those of you who can come, obviously we have the remote participation for sure. See you in a couple of weeks and see you in the next meeting. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Marika. You okay, and Julie? Thanks.
Thanks, James. Thanks all. Bye.
Thanks all. Bye.
Thanks, Ching. Thank you, everyone. Today's meeting is adjourned. Operator, you can stop the recordings, and everyone enjoy the rest of your day.